This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Chris Regal of the Scholar Report, scholar.com, about the investment that the U.S. government is putting into CHIPS, the CHIPS Act. And is that useful? Is it going to pay off? Chris estimates that the money going in now has not produced product for the GDP yet, but there is that day coming soon enough. At the same time, the general economy is not in any fashion rising the way chips are. AI is driving everything. So we have two tracks. One, the high end, the microchips, the AI, and the other, everybody else. The payoff is exciting. The question is the economy going to continue in this present flatlining, or is it going to struggle? Is it going to be set back? Unknown. More detail later tonight. Here's Chris Regal on the high end, the chips, and the investment the U.S. government and Congress is making in the future.
John, there's tech and there is everybody else. Tech manufacturing, the benefits thus far of CHIPS plan have not really been seen simply because it takes so long to bring these plants online. So you'll start to see positive economic momentum around those facilities and their output in the 26, 27 years. The challenge, the greater economy is if you take out government intervention, all the debt that's being printed and money flowing into the economy that way, the economy's been shrinking the last 2 years. So below the surface, the consumer's tapped, manufacturing is slowing, and principally that comes to the interest rate cycle around the government pumping too much money into the economy.